Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in for season 10 of The Work. So we were hosting one of our one-day intensives for self-management for actors here in Los Angeles, and it was a really spectacular class. They're all great, but this one in particular was just outstanding on so many levels, and the people gathered together were just phenomenal. During the Q&A, one of the most charismatic, likable, can't-take-your-eyes-off-her actors I've ever seen shared that she'd been told she's, quote, not a commercial type and shouldn't bother pursuing commercials. Now, I don't cast many commercials, mainly just commercials that are being directed by film directors who've hired me to cast for them, so we use our shorthand and work together. But I certainly know a commercial actor when I see one. Of course, it's when absolutes like this one are doled out that I'm quick to ask for more information. Usually, it's one coach trying to steer you away from classes you're considering taking elsewhere, or one casting director using a stopper as to why you didn't get cast, or one agent excusing why they can't get you out. But rarely is it enough people, enough data, for it to become a rule for you. Yet, you'll take it on as a part of your identity rather than going on an expedition to get more information. You tell me I'm not a commercial type, I go take a class from Lori Records and find out for myself. I certainly don't decide that all casting directors in my market, that'd be 723 in Los Angeles, 128 in New York, 34 in London to cover the top three markets worldwide, share this opinion. It's opinion I received from a coach, an agent, or even if I received that information from both those people. The sample size is too small. We need more data. So just like you'll survey people about a headshot, see that dreaded one word in all the responses that you hoped no one would ever say about you, and then you fixate on that one piece of data, rather than paying attention to the dozens of times another word was used to describe your most castable brand and feel the power in that information. You'll hear one opinion from one person presented as if it's a rule about who you are in this business, and you'll just buy it. Why? It's so weird. There's no one rule book for this business. Believe me, if there were one, I would have written it, and I'd have retired to my private island by now because, oh my God, I would have cracked the one and only set of rules for how this business works. Whenever you get someone's rule about anything, especially about who you are or what you're capable of, please note that it is one piece of data from one person about one thing, nothing more. Your work now is to go and collect a massive amount of data that supports it or disputes it before you decide that that one thing is even a thing. This is power you have, honey. Stop giving it away. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Work. We hope you'll rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends, and for all the support that you could dream of, come on over and join us at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah!